podcast.
Cheers, everybody.
Oh, I love that.
Is the red light on?
Red light's almost always on. So welcome back to Tales from the Service Industry. I'm your host. I'm Bill. Tonight with us, we have Ms. B.
Hey, guys.
Liz.
Hi, team.
And joining us is Graham.
How goes it?
Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be.
Okay, so Graham, typically when a guest is a first timer on the pod, we ask them to give a brief overview of their career, whatever you're comfortable with sharing, what you have done in the past, what you are currently doing in your role.
My hospitality career path, that's kind of an odd one, actually. I know someone who owns a small little boutique hotel, and for years he was telling me, you're going to be good at this, like just come work. I think he just wanted someone he trusted at the hotel. He's a vet. Actually owns like, I don't know, 15 animal hospitals or something. He was retired.
I thought you meant veteran.
No.
I thought that too. Okay.
Sorry. That's why you said,
he's a veterinarian.
Nice. No, he kills animals on a daily basis.
From the goodness of his heart.
From the goodness of his heart, yes.
Just have to clear that up.
Of an angel.
Isn't that bad?
That's no. Awesome.
Yeah, that's the puppy.
Yeah. Right? We're animal lovers here on that this pod, okay?
Me too. That's why I'm friends with veterinarians.
Yeah.
The fair vets. Enough. We love the vets.
We love all of the vets.
All different kinds. But yeah, so he owned that place.
It's going off the rails real quick.
Yep.
It's, okay.
Yep. Like, I kept saying no. Like, I got nothing to do with hospitality. I was working, actually, at a pharmaceutical company before. I was like, this is crazy. I'm not going to go sit there overnight. And he was like, you can study. I was going to school at the time. He's like, you could just study overnight and, like, just get to learn everything. And then when you get comfortable, you can start running it.
And you're like, nah, bro.
I was like, no.
Don't want it.
For years. And then I finally got sick of where I was. And I was like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. And at that time, he had fired the people that he didn't like.
Ooh.
And hired a management company. So he was like, hey, try to get a job with them. Like, I'll set you up with an interview and work with them a little bit. And then once my contract's over with them, you could come back and try to run it. I was like, cool. So that's how it started. I was like, all right, I'm willing to learn whatever. And I had an interview with them. And halfway through the interview, the guy goes, we were doing Dr. So-and-so a favor by taking this interview, but I think we're actually going to have a real interview, like halfway through.
Oh, a whole.
So he called over to another guy, and then we ended up having like a two-hour interview. They started me off at a pretty busy hotel. They didn't have a position available at the time. So I started at the front desk, and they were like, you're just going to learn everything. You're going to sit here for 6 months, do this for 3 months, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, perfect. I ended up getting stuck at the front desk for a couple of years.
Oh!
Yeah.
That tracks.
And then...
3 months turns into 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Tracks.
Also, this was a couple of years before COVID.
Okay.
So when it was finally time to start moving up or switching over, and they were like, oh, we think you're going to be great at sales. Like, we want you to start with this. And I started training with salespeople. COVID hits.
And hotel closes.
It did not. It was like an extended stay hotel.
Oh,
so it didn't.
Okay.
So we had like 20% occupancy.
But there's nothing to sell.
There's nothing to sell. Exactly. We're just maintaining at this point. They let go of almost everyone except myself, the front desk manager, the GM, and like two housekeepers and one maintenance dude.
Dang.
So we got to learn everything. Like, I was doing night audit 2 nights a week, the rest normal.
Jeez.
And it was just bizarre. My sleep schedule is all over the place, but
yeah.
I got to learn a lot. And yeah, that's kind of how I got started in hotels and started with sales. And then I left that company. Then a year later, they called me back to go into management, sales. And then that's where I met this gentleman right here. Had an interview with him, and then Bill. And then
is there another gentleman in the room we didn't know about?
I was gonna say,
just clarifying, you know.
Okay, got it.
So they don't think I'm crazy.
Too late.
Yeah,
we know you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're here,
but other people don't, so let me try to seem normal. All right,
fool some of the people all the time.
That's literally my job. Did I mention I work in sales?
You sell the dreams.
Not even that.
No, he's good.
But you have to finish the phrase.
Oh, normally it would be ops lives the nightmare. But no, but here's the thing is that he and I think very similarly. And he and I both have... Yes. And he and I both have an ops background. So when we're talking about groups and how it's going to impact the hotel, there's conversations about how is housekeeping going to handle 80 room departures on Sunday for a turn where we've got another group coming in.
Yeah.
So I like Graham's style.
I love that.
My favorite part of my job, though, is watching him deal with all the guests that I don't have to deal with any longer, not being in operations, and just watching it.
Like the leisure transient
guests.
It's
so much fun actually watching the situation from outside versus being part of the solution.
I'm so glad that entertains you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my favorite. That's my breaks are that.
Whereas Bill has to deal with those guests mm-hmm. and your groups.
Yeah. And when my commentary. On
your commentary. Yes. I truly, Graham, knowing you just for a few minutes and knowing Bill for a few years now, I don't know how you guys get anything done working in the same office. Isn't it just you two guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get anything done. Yeah. Like, can you give me a salary just to come, like, hang out with you guys? That'd be freaking great.
I'll come for free.
We need a coordinator.
Yeah, a coordinator.
We do need a coordinator.
Oh, God.
Make me an offer.
Fortunately, it would be an offer you will refuse.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But that'd be, like, me and Miss B. Yeah. We used to work together, and I didn't get shit done.
Ugh. Those were the good old days.
It was great.
We would always just go bug each other in each other's offices.
We used to close the blinds in your office.
Yeah. It's a serious conversation.
Nope, we're in a meeting, guys.
No, we get a lot done. In. But it's a good relationship because, like, when there's a group or whatever, it's literally one of those, hey, you got a minute? Sure, sit down. Yeah, I can hear him stand up, come around the corner.
But, Graham, I got to say, it is mm-hmm. nice that your GM is so accessible. Like, if mm-hmm. you need assistance, you have a quick question. It's not like, I haven't seen him in a few days. Let me send them an email and try and get a meeting scheduled.
No, I think we've emailed each other maybe like 3 times in the past 2 months.
Well, there's no point.
We just have the conversation.
Hey, boss.
Exactly. We just like pop in.
Question.
Yeah. Yeah. And he knows if it's a work related question, it's, hey, you got a minute? And if it's a, and he just stops typing. He's like, what's up?
Take a seat.
Take a seat. Exactly.
But do you even have to take a seat or is it just like rolling in your office chair?
No, it's you too gotta, far around.
Yeah.
There's a wall.
No, there's furniture, carpet.
So we could visit.
We said we're going to go carpet. Visit them someday, but we're going to surprise them.
Won't be able to find it.
Oh, we'll find it.
Or do we just act like a aggravated...
Because it's up on the second floor.
Or
no,
do we
we'll
just...
hear you no. coming up.
We'll just act like an aggravated guest. I need to speak to the GM.
Yes. And the director of sales.
Both of them. Door.
We've got a long-term guest that knows my
where
office
your office
door.
Is. Oh, jeez. Yeah. God.
It's so funny.
Oh, we could just ask.
And
they
just think that they can come like every time
just
they want to talk to me. It's like just express lane.
I didn't know about this. Like he told me about them, but I didn't know that they just pop up like this. And they knock on the door, and of course, I go open the door. She doesn't know who I am. She's like, is Bill here? I need to tell him something. Like, all right. I don't know why I made her Cockney. Like, she's not that British.
Just say, but, I'm sorry, this is my hotel room. Who are you?
Should have just yelled at her in Arabic. But
did you see the do not disturb sign on the door, ma'am?
Oh my God.
I don't need housekeeping service.
Are you here to clean the room?
Just hand her my laundry. I expect it by tomorrow.
Do you have any extra towels for me? I did put in that request.
Are you here to fix the toilet? You're going to need gloves.
I did a real doozy.
But do other internal employees just pop into your office?
No.
That's so nice. Yeah.
If an employee comes to my office, they come in through the office, not from the Batcave outside outer door.
And he knows who's coming up the stairs by the way they come up the stairs.
Oh, you like, know them by their steps?
He'll say hello so and so while they're halfway up. And
based
now,
on their shoes or steps?
No,
or...
it's the cadence of the
it's
of
D, the all the above.
Combo.
It's like, I know who is carrying keys. I know how people walk. I know who, like, drags their feet. I know the people that look at the
like
stairs
Huff and Puff.
Go, ugh.
It's so funny. It's so funny because now I start recognizing it.
But I can agree. I wear like a key fob to get around, but I also have a Doc Box key and it's a very distinctive rattle. Mm. And people announce me when I walk in the door. I'm like, I wasn't making any noise. And they always say, like, it's your key fob. I can hear it.
See, I just make an entrance.
Miss B here.
Hello, Lucy.
My boss has actually sent me, like, memes and gifts and stuff of just how I enter
Kramer,
a room.
You're just Kramer every door.
Basically. I, like, just announce myself. I'm always so dramatic. I just go in, oh, you're not going to. Like, every time you enter a room, it's just, like, a scene. And scene.
I still attest we would not get any work done if we all worked together.
100%. It'd be the best.
It would be the best.
No. I think we would get plenty of work done.
And fun.
It would just be less stressful.
Yeah. Mandatory happy hours for the team.
That sounds wonderful.
No, this week has been rough. This week has been one of those kind of like effed in the A sort of weeks.
Love that.
So much so
do you?
That...
You do?
Thank you. Thanks. I'm not the only one. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sorry, Bill.
What did I say? I told them I had a sore throat yesterday. And he's like, you did work at West Hollywood. I was like, Phil, God damn it. Like, I need a cough drop, not whatever.
Okay.
Anyway.
Continue.
So much happened this week that I legitimately cannot remember it all.
Yeah, that happens. I like, just take notes.
No, I started to take notes and then I gave up. It was too much.
How about we start with today?
Work backwards in the week?
Work backwards.
Let's go.
Today was a very interesting one.
Started this morning around 8 a.m. Get a phone call from the monitoring company that the fire alarm is going off at the hotel. Yeah, pole station had been yanked. Turned out it was one of our contractors. Yeah, they were taping off stuff because they're painting.
Okay.
The guy pulled.
Oh, you let someone else paint?
Not helping, Liz.
Okay, sorry.
Wait, so the thingy where you pull for fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he was taping? It.
So he was masking off like lights and switches and stuff
and
like
fire
that.
Fire alarms?
Yeah, mm-hmm. the pole stations because it got to stay red, right?
What a ding dong. Aren't you like super careful if you're that painter putting masking tape over, I don't know, fire alarms?
One would think.
Like, I'm going to be super gentle here and careful. But and the fire alarm is going to go off.
Yeah, and it's going to cost us a couple hundred bucks because we had to have the monitoring company come out and replace the pole station.
Oh. So.
And angry guests.
And the fire department's just going to think you're ding dongs.
Fortunately, they didn't roll. They called us. We were able to tell them it's a false alarm due to construction work, etc.
Okay, that's good.
So that's how you started your day today.
Yeah, that was the start.
Good morning, Bill.
That's not even what I was talking. I forgot about that.
Oh, what were you talking about?
The email. The guy that was the smoking in his room.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh. That was afterwards.
Yeah.
God, that's just normal crap. Come on.
No.
I just read the email, like, laughing the whole time.
Like, Bill's going to have fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do tell.
Well, you know what? Where's my bag? I brought...
Let's get the pass on.
Do you want...
I brought notes.
Do you want the pass on?
No. I actually printed out the email that I sent to the sending hotel.
Oh, beautiful.
Bill likes to print out collateral for us to review.
I'm aware.
It's great. It's great.
I'm not going to lie. I was laughing the whole time. I was laughing like, the whole time I was reading it. Not because the situation is funny, because I knew Bill's reaction is going to be great. She just saw multiple papers and she's like,
Let's get it.
We brought receipts.
Ooh.
This is actually a couple weeks worth of silly stuff that happened at the hotel.
I'm excited.
I mean, I think last we spoke, you were like, I've got some stories, but we'll save it for next time. So you're locked and loaded.
Oh, I don't even remember what those stories were. I'm going to have to go back and review my
Graham,
own receipts.
Graham might be able to help.
I'll help. Probably these are funnier.
Okay, so I get a phone call today from the front desk saying, hey, I need you to come talk to a guest.
Okay.
Great. This guest has been with us for a week and a half, booked in on an associate rate.
Oh, problem.
When he first checked in, the form was semi-legible. Definitely not a original printed form at the time of check-in, but reasonably legible. Every time he extended, he had to make a new reservation, which means he had to provide a new form because he has to check back in.
Right.
The forms kept
like
getting
crumpled.
No. Like blurry.
Like copied.
Like a picture, like a print of a picture.
Multi generations of photocopies. The last one that he had provided was so bad that you couldn't even read it. And every time he checked in, the front desk was saying, you know, we need a better copy. And he was getting pissed about the fact that every time I have to check in, I have to give a new copy, right? So he comes to the front desk and he wants to know why they're telling him that he can't extend. And I said, well, every time you check in, front desk is telling you we need a better form, blah, 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 blah. He says, well, I've got all these problems. So he shares with us this long list of his complaints.
On an associate rate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Namaste.
3, 2, 1.
Go. So he runs at the mouth and he's telling me about all these problems. I'm listening and I'm trying to be cool, but I'm already irritated with this dude because to your point, yes, you're on an associate rate. The form clearly says when you are traveling on that form, you are a representative of the company,
yes.
Right? So guy's behavior is terrible. He's giving me the rundown on all these things that are wrong and I'm listening and I'm already like, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
So I said to him, you know what? Let's address each of your concerns, but let's go back to the beginning and let's start with the form that you began the conversation with.
I like that.
So I said, you know, every time that you've checked in, the form has been degrading. The front desk supervisor spoke to you about it, made it very clear that we needed a better form. He's like, well, I can't give a better form, which I find.
Why not?
Find your original email with the form.
Well, you see, I said that to him, but he doesn't have that email.
Who deletes emails?
Right? Especially with a form.
I'm favoriting that.
You're like, let's see, I'm going to do that and I'm going to put a calendar reminder when it expires so I can unfavorite it.
Literally.
And, no, I know.
Mine is good through July.
But she just knows. But you're a good traveler on a associate rate.
I do have a story on that.
This person was not.
Yeah, I'll
table it.
Yeah.
We'll put a pin.
Yeah.
We'll loop back.
Yeah.
Love that.
So
this person sucks.
I start talking about the forms. And he starts getting upset with me and he starts to swear.
Oh,
and,
let's go.
And I don't really like that. It's like, I get it that people can be frustrated.
That triggers me.
I don't mind if a few profanities slip out about the traffic or about your flight. But when you make it personal, totally different story.
Well, about your hotel? Mm-mm.
Or about you?
No, even me, I'm thicker skinned. But when you start picking on my associates,
ooh, no.
Papa Bear comes out. The conversation between me and this gentleman devolves very quickly.
Love that.
He's talking about how last night he came back to his room and the door handle was like pulled off the door, which I thought was interesting. Like yeah. That just like, doesn't happen.
Yeah, no.
So what Sorry. Did you do to it, bro?
Yeah, he's wanting compensation.
Didn't he bring the door handle?
No. He didn't bring the door handle down, but he told me that he wanted compensation.
This is hotel gossip, Graham. That's hotel gossip.
That's what I understood from the email. That's why I was like,
no. He didn't bring the door handle down. So the whole thing starts to devolve and he starts to swear even more. And I'm like, look, you want to keep swearing, the conversation's over. So I start to see red and my professionalism starts to slip a little bit. The guy keeps talking. He wants me to answer. Every time I open my mouth, he starts to talk over me.
Oh, I hate that.
I got so frustrated at one point that I found myself treating this guy like a 5-year-old.
Good. Deserved it.
Like, Mr. Smith.
Stop. You clapped at him.
Yeah, 3 times. I was so pissed with this fool.
Usa. No, Usa.
No, get it out.
I want to hear this.
Usa ain't going to cut it. We're going back and forth and back and forth. He said something in a slip that I realized is the root of his problem. Okay. And that is this.
Small dick.
Close.
Okay.
When that form that we had was so illegible, I went back a couple of forms and I found the contact information for the GM of the issuing hotel.
Oh.
So I sent an email that just simply said, is such and such person a current employee at your hotel? Because we've received this form, and I included a form of how badly washed it was. And I said, you know, we've received this form, and it doesn't feel right. There's red flags. So I just want to make sure that this person is actually employed. Because, you know, the form will come back with the serial number that says it's a valid form. But we've been finding forms that are fraudulent, even though they're valid. Does that make sense? Like, it's issued by an associate. It's a valid form.
And they'll change the name and...
But they're like selling the form. So it's fraudulent, but it's valid.
Which is another story that we had from last week.
God. Yes, that's another story. I know. There's too many of them.
I'm glad I remembered that one.
That one's a good one,
though. That's a great one.
This one's angerful.
Yeah,
this,
the other one is just odd. Just so weird.
All right, put a pin in that, too. Yeah.
We'll favorite that one as well.
Yes. So basically, I caused this guy some grief when I reached out to that GM. Because he makes a comment about how we're meddling in his life when he's yelling at me, when he's pissed. You're getting involved in my life. And it didn't quite dawn on me at the moment. And then I had to put 2 and 2 together and I came up with 4. And that's how I realized that contacting that GM has probably caused this guy to be upset. Oh, yeah. And I forgot to tell you. While he's yelling at me initially, he takes his phone out, does something, and sets it on the counter
he's
down
recording
below.
You.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So I even call him out on it. Yeah. I'm like, I don't appreciate you recording me. He goes, here's my hands. You can see my hands.
Oh, bull crap.
Won't answer the question that he's recording. Just like, oh, no, here's my hands. And I'm like, look, man, I know you're recording, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, oh, well, you're recording too. And he points to the cameras. I'm like, well,
that's for the safety and security of all guests and associates at this hotel, you ding dong.
Yeah. And he says, well, you know, you're recording my voice too. No, I'm not. That's against California law. It's a 2-party state. Both people have to agree to be recorded. So no, we don't record audio. Yeah. Whole time he is recording audio. I realize that I've brought some of this on us with that email to that GM.
Right.
I asked him, who issued you the form?
Oh, here we go.
And he gives me the name. I said, great. What's the relation between that person and you on the form? He says, I don't know.
Well, you probably should, because that's supposed to be your family.
What do you think the relationship is?
Really?
Between the person on the form and him. What is it listed at on the form?
Oh, brother or sister.
Oh, yeah, brother or sister.
Closer than that.
Mother, father?
Spouse.
Oh.
Challenge here is that the name on the form does not match the name that he claims is his girlfriend.
Oh. Okay.
What? So he got his hand caught in the cookie jar. That's what I think upset him the most, because he got ratted out because he was passing fraudulent stuff that caused me to check into it, which set off alarm bells there, which got back to him. So what pissed me off is that he starts going off in the lobby. F you this, F you that, all sorts of terrible stuff. Ends the conversation walking out telling me, F you and suck my dick. Oh.
And his aunt works at the FBI.
That was a nice little jab.
They love saying that.
Which makes you know, which made no sense.
The whole time I'm talking to him, he's talking about how I've already called corporate.
Go for it.
Really?
Thank you.
You've called corporate situation?
I couldn't find their number.
So apparently corporate had talked to him, and corporate basically told him to go kick rocks.
So is the associate getting in trouble with their hotel?
I don't know.
Because it could be the associate giving the form, I guess, to their spouse? No.
That's what this person was listed as.
But it could be the person that just got a hold of this form doing the fraud, not the associate. Like, is there an instance where the associate just doesn't know what's going on? Yeah,
it could have been the associate's family or something. They issued it to their spouse.
That are the a-holes and not the associate.
Sold it and then sold it and then sold it. And eek.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that, and I don't really care. But what I did say to the GM was, beyond issuing the form, this associate is not at fault for the behavior of this guest. My concern is solely focused on the guest behavior.
Yeah, classy. That was very nice of you.
Well, it's honest, because I don't know what actually happened at their property. Right. All I see is what's happening at my property. So I sent all this off to their GM. So one of his gripes was that we ask him for a form every time he tries to check in.
Read the form, dude.
Not only that, but I don't know, we're going to check your ID and ask for a credit card too. And he was pissed off about both of those also.
How often has he stayed at your hotel?
6 reservations, 8 nights in the last 4 weeks.
4 weeks?
Yes.
Nights in 4 weeks?
Yes. He was upset at the fact that we were holding incidentals on his credit card.
Good God.
He was upset that he, quote unquote, had to repeatedly move rooms, even though he booked
separate reservations.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because the door is broken, according to him, and he wants to move rooms.
Complained about the bed, complained about the door, complained about a shower, complained about all these things. Doesn't want it fixed, wants to be moved.
This guy complained that he had to show his ID at check-in.
Yes.
What a doucher.
Why do you need a new form every time? They know who I am.
But we need a valid form.
On the form.
That's it.
And like one of the things that he countered me with the forms, because I was telling him, the form it's illegible. I can't read it. He goes, well, you accepted it. That's your problem.
Oh!
No, that's not how this is going
to
work.
If I fight you, it becomes your problem.
I want to work with you.
She's fine to work with.
Oh, she will cut you?
Yeah.
I don't want to work with you.
No, you're fine. It's other people.
And
you cross me
the entire time. Oh, something else that he said that I kind of got a kick out of is one of the things that he was upset about was being disturbed by employees making noise, trying to get into a room.
By working?
No. He like, said...
He was disturbed by them just working.
Yeah, that they were making noise and that they were trying to open the door because there was a dead body in the room.
Oh my God.
Now, here's the thing that's funny about this is that I didn't put two and two together, but I'm the one that told that guy at the time that we were working on the door that the lock had a dead battery.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh,
dead battery,
crack
dead body.
Is a hell of a drug.
Do you think he was on drugs?
Smoking a lot of weed.
But he didn't smoke in the room. He only smoked in his car.
Are you his partner?
I'm the spouse.
You're the spouse. Oh. That would have been such a fun interview. Imagine.
It's not my name on the form.
God.
No.
Liz. No last name. God. Just Liz.
Did you charge the hell out of him, please?
Please.
Yeah, how much authorization did the credit card have?
Smoke fee, inconvenience fee, you fee.
I just wanted him gone. I literally just wanted him gone. Just go
away.
So
did you boot him? Like, you had to have evicted him.
Well, no. So he was due to check out today. But I told him, I said, look, at this point, you are not being extended and you will not be welcome back to the hotel. Period. Nice. And he says to us, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, what? He goes, yeah, anybody can make a reservation. Yeah.
Cancel it.
Good luck checking
I said,
in.
Yeah, you can make the reservation, but you have to come through the front desk and they're not going to accept your reservation.
Like you said, everyone knows you.
Bye-bye. Here's the thing that really pissed me off, though, is that out of all the nights that he stayed, 7 of them are on an associate form. One of them was on points. Guess who gets a survey?
Oh my God, he got a survey.
Yes.
Mother forker.
Exactly.
Do we have the survey?
Wait.
I didn't even see this yet.
Can we do a guess that rating?
No, because you know the answer already.
It's true.
It's just fun.
So what
is it out of 5 or 10?
One.
It's a one.
It's a one.
Apparently, he does not recommend.
He would have given you a zero if he had the opportunity.
If his spouse didn't find out.
Oh.
Spouse is going to be mad.
So my response, and there's a couple lines of fluff as I introduce and blah, 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 all the usual.
F yourself.
This is
pretty much.
This is Bill. I'm very important. You can fuck yourself.
Oh, no. Please enjoy the next paragraph. I said, as I certainly understand the frustration of having to change rooms due to the issues you noted in your survey, none of these are related to the reason you were asked to leave the hotel. The reason you were advised that your reservation would not be extended and future reservations would be denied is directly tied to your behavior, threats of job loss, suing the hotel, recording my staff and myself without consent, your admission of recording other guests, and your displeasure with the hotel adhering to processes related to the associate rate form, which made up the bulk of your stays with us. I'm sorry that you found our adherence to policies set forth by the brand and preventing the verbal abuse of staff to be unfavorable. And I wish you the best in future stays at a hotel other than ours.
No! Wait.
I feel like you needed to end that with love, Bill.
Did you add note? Oh, but we've talked about this. Adding the notes, you can only see them at your hotel.
Oh, no.
The notes on his profile?
Oh, no. There's notes on his account that everyone will be able to see.
Way to go.
Love that.
Good job.
So he's not making my Christmas card list.
Do associates, like, can they open cases? On associate rates?
I mean, anyone can.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't really want to open that can of worms because you're always going to be the one that's going to get like, oh, you're an associate. You should know. And then they're going to go through the list of things. That's what that paper is all about. It's telling you how you're supposed to act at other hotels, this is going to come back, how it could affect your job.
Right.
Like, I know people that lost their jobs because their cousin trashed the room on a friends and family rate.
That's why I'm very stingy with my form. Only my sister gets
it. Even if they're... such like nice people and they're good or whatever, but like their family members literally trashed the room. They're like, we gotta let you go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to hear my ding dong story of my recent check-in on an associate rate? Okay, so I took a little staycation the last 3-4 days. I went to a hotter, drier place and I voluntold myself to open. That is a 5:45 a.m. start. Ew. Right?
You're a champ.
Well, because our boat rentals were fully committed on the day, and I really don't want to take out boat rentals. Mm. I don't want to do the safety spiel. I don't want to clean a boat. I'm going to give my Rockstar employees that opportunity and their opportunity to get tips.
Very kind.
I don't want it. I don't want that $10.
Very kind.
So I gave them all like the mid to closing shifts, and I was like, no, I'll open. Knowing I had this trip in mind. Well, okay. My dog sitter, you know how good she is. She couldn't take my dog until 8 p.m. I was like, all right, that's an 8 p.m. drop-off. That'll get me to my vacation at like 10:30 p.m. I opened, so I woke up at 4:45. That's a long day for me, guys. I love my sleep. I am normally in bed by 8:30 with my glass of wine, with my book. Like, I am winding down. So I had a full freaking day at work. I was busting my butt, and I finally like get home, pack, and I'm like, it's too late to take a nap. Like, I just need to... get to 8 p.m., drop the dog off. I get to this hotel at 10:30. I'm checking in. Realized I didn't print my form.
Well, everyone does it all the time.
I didn't print. I have talked about it on this podcast numerous times. I am the model guest staying on associate rate. I forgot to print the forking form.
Aww.
So, but I had a plan. All my 2-hour drive, I had a plan. I was like, all right, what am I going to do?
This is funner.
It's too late.
Print it
Exactly. Yeah. So I go to the front desk.
She's stressing about this.
I'm literally stressing because I think it's a privilege to stay on an associate rate. And I don't want to put people at jeopardy for their jobs.
And thanks for not bringing your dog. We appreciate that.
No, I wanted a vacation. I love her to death, but like... she had a grand old time, okay? She made friends with a husky and a corgi. She was fine.
Yeah. Scandalous.
Okay, that's my dog.
Oh, that's what upset you?
Yeah.
I feel like if I said that about you, you'd be like, yeah.
She was getting a little of that big husky energy, huh?
Okay, anyway. So I go to check in, and it's the night team. Like, they're pretty chill, right? I don't know if I'm speaking like a PM or a night audit. It's a big property, so there are still like 4 people at the front desk. I go... kind woman greets me. I go up and I'm like, I'm here to check in, but I have an associate stay form. Is there a business center where I can print the form? Because I don't have it printed. That's the first interaction I have with her. And she goes, no, it's okay. Like, it's totally fine. Credit card and ID, sure. I presented to her. And she gives me this little slip and she goes, just email the form. This wonderful. Email is the longest email on the face of the freaking planet. It is 6 words.
Ugh. Seriously, the hotel's email?
Yes. And it didn't make sense. Like, it was just the hotel name, controller, at whatever.com.
So only slightly better than tales from the service industry at gmail.com.
It was worse. Okay. And again, it was late. I had been up for umpteen hours. And she goes, just forward me the form. And I don't take a screenshot.
Oh, look at you.
Don't take a screenshot. I appreciate need to forward that. The wow. email with the attachment. And I send it. And she goes, okay, I'm just waiting for it to come through. And she goes, can you check if it like sent? I was like, oh, sure. Type it in wrong. I typed in the email wrong. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I typed it in wrong. She goes, okay, well, like, can I just see it to see like the form number to get the ball rolling on her end? So I zoom in, I show her, and I'm like, do I need to zoom out? Do I need to zoom in? Like, what am I doing?
Please take mercy on my soul.
Like, I'm so embarrassed in this moment because I'm so, again, so privileged to be staying here at a nice property on an associate form. And I'm finally like, I'm delirious at this point. I can't type these freaking words.
I just give my phone. Can you type
it in for just me? Keep it. Just she, keep it till tomorrow.
She literally says, do you want me to type it in for you? And I go, no, I got it, I swear. It was 10 seconds away from me. I'm like, yeah, here you go. But I finally.
Take my phone.
I said, you know, I was so worried about that interaction. Like, they're going to think I'm a fraud. They're going to think my form is fake. Da, da, da.
That's how I think.
But, like, knowing my form is legit.
And then
legit.
You're going to try to justify yourself, which is going to make it worse.
And I'm like, I can't make a peep. Like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to talk to anybody. Like, I'm just...
I'm checking out right now.
Never mind. I don't need this vacation. I'll sleep in my car. Oh, I felt like such a ding-dong because I...
That's so funny.
But I offered to go to a business center, and she's like, no, it's okay. I'm like, you should
have... We do it all the time.
You should have sent me to the business center, girl. Like, I was psychotic in that moment.
That's hilarious.
I needed a keyboard to type this up.
Literally, I could barely see my phone. Like, I couldn't see that. I couldn't see the little letters. Like, it was ridiculous and such a bad interaction.
You're talking like it's 4 a.m. after a night out.
No, it's 10:30.
Like 9:30.
I'm like, just 10:30.
We're barely going out.
Right.
Yeah.
That 10:30 barely going out could not be me. Miss B, back me up there.
Have you visited?
She's 100 years old.
Like any other country or city?
I have. I just don't.
That's what they do.
I just don't go out. I'm more of a day drinker in bed by 9 p.m.
Day drink is fun.
So, but again, after I got over that freaking interaction, I had a grand old time.
Well, did you see that person the next day or anything?
I started walking down the hallway one day, and I was like, oh my God, please. No, don't
I would have went right to them.
No. Hey, it's me.
No, I couldn't. I didn't want any email sent to the GM of that hotel. I was so scared.
I actually enjoy awkward interactions.
Carl would have given me so much shit.
Like, they must have thought, like, I was on something in that moment.
No, it happens all the time.
It's okay. I left a voicemail to a nearby company that we're trying to get them as a client. And I've been trying to reach this person for a little while, and I finally get their number. They're the director.
Their number ain't just public.
Exactly. And I finally got it. And this is, like, a huge thing. Like, it could be potentially a very, very good contract for our hotel. I start leaving a voicemail, you know, introducing myself.
You tell him you loved him?
It probably would have been better if I said that.
Oh, really?
It probably would have been better if I said that. See, it just clicked with him.
Now I know who he's talking about.
Yes. I'm kind of distracted a little bit. Usually kind of prepare like what I'm going to say in a voicemail. Like I just run it really quickly in my head. Like, hi, my name is so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. It's very professional, very brief. My number, my email, bye.
Yeah.
For some odd reason, I decided... I don't know why. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go meet them soon, make it a little personal or, you know, something kind.
You're going to like go stop by and say hi? I don't know.
Exactly. Okay. Like I was planning on doing that anyways, but I wanted to just introduce myself. And I said something not along the lines. I was trying to make it better. I literally said. And
Bill's
I,
nodding his head because he was in the next room listening.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you Bill's reaction in just a second. And I literally said, and hopefully we can mutually benefit each other.
So.
And I hang up and I go,
you offered it.
And then I hear Bill go.
So I get up, I come around the corner, and there's a chair across from his desk. I walk in, I sit down, I look at him.
My hand is still on the phone in the holder. I'm just looking down. I hear him coming in. I'm just like, I'm not looking up.
Just frozen.
I'm not looking up. I think I just offered favors to this woman on the phone.
And Bill just sits down and goes, "So how was that?"
Pretty much.
So how'd that voicemail go? Yeah.
No, I packed up. I went home. It was like 4:45. It was almost 5 anyways. I'm done for the day. I don't even want this contract.
Did you ever hear back from her?
No, I called back the next day. And I get I guess their secretary or something. And they're like, "Oh, so-and-so, she's out on business. She's going to be back next week."
Cool. Can you delete the voicemail?
But we got your voicemail. You're literally like... She said, "We got your voicemail." Everyone heard this voicemail in the office.
But the director did not?
Not yet. So apparently she got it now. I haven't called back. I'm going to try to reach out and see. I'm literally going
to
start it
Are
with...
Are you ready to benefit each other?
I'm the one who made a proposition. To
you cannot
That's
say
the only
that.
Way I can start it. I can't start it any other way. Okay, I can't pretend that this was just regular.
Just got to lean into it.
Yeah.
Is that your opinion?
No, that is not his
opinion. No, that is not my opinion. That is what
I would pretend it did not happen.
We were joking about it afterwards, being like, "We got to pull some Mission Impossible shit and break in and clear their clear their voicemail servers."
I didn't hang up right away because I was like, "Okay, there's going to be a thing that I press 9 to delete your last message because you're an idiot." So that needs to be an option.
You lingered just staring at the phone,
I did.
Come on.
So there was a 5-second period of nothing after.
Wait, so you proposition her and then you going up and you just breathe into the phone? Yes.
So we can mutually benefit each other.
I almost spit my wine everywhere.
Oh, man. So okay. I can't wait to speak to this lady.
No. To your benefit, this is how I listen to voicemails, right? I get the gist of it. I'm writing my notes. And if they're like, "Okay, thank you," I delete it. I got the message. Yeah. I got your name. I got your phone number.
That's not getting deleted. They're keeping it as evidence.
That's a keeper.
Yeah, that's evidence.
To never work with your hotel.
Yeah, exactly.
I cried.
So what you're saying is you guys aren't getting your next bonus because you won't get that contract?
I'm getting that contract. It's a thing. No. I'm that's a thing now for me. I'm getting that contract. It was one of those
no
places.
No matter who you have to benefit.
No, it's such personal a huge, goals. Exactly. That's it. If I don't get any other contract, that's such a big spot. Ooh. That in the interview, I mentioned that place. I was like, "I think this would be a great thing to go after." And they're like, "Great, if you can get that. This is awesome." Just first interaction.
Benefit whoever I have to.
Benefit each other. I'll benefit whoever I have to.
Mutually benefit. Oh, man. You gotta know your clientele.
Well, not too much.
not so much to benefit each other. Mutually benefit each other.
Well, no, I don't think you want to know our clientele because lately we've been having some winners.
Oh, you got any more for us?
Mm-hmm. Let's get into it.
Just little snippets. So this one, the other night, 2:45 a.m., guest tried to check in, acting erratic. We believe they were high. But here's the best part. She's in the lobby trying to check in wearing only a jacket and panties, and she's bleeding from open wounds on her face and hands.
Oh, okay. My God.
Well, full coverage panties?
That's what you're, forget the bleeding. That's what...
What are the panties wearing?
When you said bleeding, I figured bleeding from the all, other end. I was she's bleeding from
her
period.
No. That...
I need more wine.
Yes. Refill?
Me too, yeah.
On the fly?
Just a pussy glass there.
Are we joking?
Well, I'm not. I don't know. God.
Well, we're definitely not mutually benefiting each other. That's for damn sure.
Now, ironically, as crazy as all that was, she had a valid ID. She had a valid credit card, and it was a valid reservation.
Where'd she put it?
I don't want to know.
In her pocket. In her secret pocket.
Oh, God.
Prison pocket. What do they call it? Thank you.
Or prison purse. Either way. Oh. Works out.
It depends on the person, whether they have a pocket or a purse. It depends.
Pockets in the back, purses in the front.
All right, go on.
I thought this was a professional podcast.
Not tonight.
Not tonight, it's not.
No, we're going off the rails tonight, Bill. Yeah.
So that woman checked in and caused nothing but problems. She got evicted.
The panty wearer got evicted?
The panty wearer got evicted,
She got in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
Valid wait, ID, did she valid credit card.
She checked in with pants on?
No.
Wait, what?
No. She checked in with a jacket and panties on.
She checked and you... Okay.
I mean, as shady as all of it is, I mean, she's fulfilling the requirements to check in.
Unlike Miss B, look at her and say,
we don't discriminate.
No pants required to check in at your hotel?
There's no sign.
Classy establishment.
There's no sign.
I would literally tell her, no, get out.
And you're talking about activations for no children.
Shirt, no shirt, no shoes, no service, no mention of pants.
See, that's why I'm asking.
Hold that thought.
Oh, so I'm asking if the panties were full coverage or not.
Smoking no, area. No. Hold that. Yeah, because last night's report, there was a topless woman at the smoking area.
Lovely.
Yeah. Oh, can I put a pin in that?
Sure. Some of the other fun ones this last week. Here's another one. Guest comes to the front desk at 11:30 at night. High and drunk, yelling at the front desk auditor.
High and drunk.
Demanding a room with more beds because they have more than four people staying in their room.
Hilarious.
Max Ock is four people.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Night auditor had to chat her down, and she only quieted up when the night auditor reminded her that you are an associate.
Wait, she actually was the associate?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think she's looking for a job, if anyone's taking resumes.
I stripped down the room before I leave. Like, I take the trash, put it in the corner. Yeah. Like, I...
You're talking about after you check out?
Yeah, after I check out. Like, I don't understand these associates.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no.
So I did that as well. I took notes from a previous episode we recorded.
I love that.
I stripped the bed.
Yeah, it's so easy.
I put all the linens, like, in a pile.
Leave a tip.
Put
thank you note.
I did not do that.
At least you did. It's nice. It's a nice gesture. Like, we get it. We're working in the same place.
I also have a reason there was no cash in my wallet for this trip.
Strip club.
No. That's another little story.
Yeah, she said no, not like dismissive, as if like this could have been a thing. Like, this normally is a thing.
I'm strip club friendly. I would go to a strip club.
I had my bachelorette party.
Remote pod.
In a strip club?
I have been.
Yeah. Remote
pod. Yeah.
Full Biscuit or no?
Sure.
But they don't serve alcohol at Full Biscuit.
Booze. I need booze.
You're just like, ma'am, let me just get this story out real quick. I'll be right with you.
I'm all for All Biscuit, but I want a drink. So there needs to be like serious pre-gaming before that.
Pre-function.
At the other strip club.
And this, Liz, is why you keep coming back.
What's my nickname?
You're the resident deviant.
It better not be. Okay. You said Full Biscuit like six times. I was like, if he says Full Biscuit right now, this is my last podcast with you guys.
Oh my God.
Graham, thank you so much for your time.
Graham crackers, Full Biscuit. We're all good. You know, it's sorry.
Anyhoozy, Bill, you have a piece of paper in front of you with a lot of words on it.
Yeah, this is another fun one that happened this last week. Guest checks in. Again, they fulfilled the requirements with a photo ID and a credit card, but they were smelling like cigarettes, weeds, alcohol, appeared to be on a substance. Gets checked in, goes to their room. Comes back to the lobby a short time later, meets with some rando guy that walks in off the street. They go in the corner and hand something back and forth, and then they come to the front desk asking for change for $100.
Oh my God.
That's a mutually beneficial agreement.
Yeah. Another one that was fun this last week is a guy that checks in. He was worried about the safety of his car, so the night auditor told him he can park in the front of the hotel. He comes back later and he apologizes. Okay, fine, whatever. So the next day, one of my housemen comes down to the front desk and he's really upset. Apparently, he just got yelled at by this dude because this guy went to the room that was next door to this guy's room. It was a departure. Houseman goes in, strips all the linen, closed the door. The closing of the door set this dude off. So this guy rips open his door and starts yelling at the houseman for making so much noise.
So disruptive. Oh my God.
So disruptive for opening and closing a door.
How dare you?
Later,
not
that,
like the previous guests coming and going at their leisure.
No, but then later that night, he goes off again because we check somebody into the room next door to him. Because, you know, hotels, we sell rooms. So this lady checks in, opens her door, drops her luggage, the door closes. This guy goes off on her, starts pounding on the wall hard enough that the pictures that are on the other guest's wall, like on the other side.
On the lady's side.
get knocked off the wall.
Oh my God.
He's pounding on the wall that hard.
What a lunatic.
She picks up the phone. She calls the front desk because she's afraid because this guy is pounding on the wall. Before any of us can go up and confront this dude, he comes to the lobby and he's going off about the fact that we are intentionally harassing him.
Checking people in next to him. What, how dare you?
Lunatic.
Yep. So he was told in no uncertain terms that it's time for you to go. At which time he then threatened my front desk agent and just started acting like a total fool. So we called the cops on him.
Good.
In stereo. That was good. What do you think? What kind of berry was he?
Raspberry?
No. Ooh, I was going to say raspberry too. He was not a blueberry.
Blueberry elite. And then when the cops show up, he is a very different person.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why she called the police, but you know, if I have to leave, I'll go ahead and leave. But I don't know why she called the police. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a Looney Tune. Did you open a case against him?
Of course.
Good.
This week has been cases.
How many cases have you opened this week?
Too many.
Yeah.
Lost count.
Like every over time I go 10? Downstairs, they're typing up, like the AGM is like, oh, click here, and this is how you open it. Like she's teaching someone else how to
start. She's training how to open a case.
Yes, because she can't keep up.
Yeah.
No, my favorite thing from last week was I go up like a little bit late. Bill's already in the office talking to someone on the phone. And I hear
attendance him, points right there.
Mm-hmm, and I hear him going, sir, okay, let me, okay, let me just, sir, okay, let me stop you right here. If you're going to continue speaking like this, and I was just like, I put my backpack down and I just sat.
Didn't even open up emails yet.
Open you were my like, laptop. Nah. I didn't do anything. I didn't take my jacket off. I was just sitting there just smiling.
Like, I got to hear this. Yeah,
I could hear him sit down.
Wonderful.
And just silent.
It was just the tone and of voice. And you know. Yeah, because he was like, sir.
You know he's sir. Just listening to you.
Oh, yeah.
Sir!
Yeah.
So this dude was a director of front office from a property in Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's calling me on a Monday to complain about the fact that we didn't, quote unquote, let his brother check in a week earlier and has the balls to tell me that I need to call his brother and apologize.
No, sir.
My mouth is agape.
I'm sorry. That is not going to happen. So I told the guy, look, you know what? I need to look into this. Give me a few minutes. I'll call you back. It's been a week and a half.
I asked him, did you call
he's
him
probably,
back?
No. He's probably back in Rhode Island. Oh, like no, it's been a week and a half since the call.
Yeah.
Since 20 minutes.
I thought you meant it's been a week and a half since his stay.
No.
Like,
no,
bro's back in Rhode Island. So like, he's chilling.
The guy, we didn't let the guy check in because his form was illegible. It was completely blurry.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And it
then
wasn't even a form. It was a photograph of the form.
No screenshots.
No. Yeah, no screenshots. But it's like if I had.
Oh, a photo of a printed form.
Yeah, like if I had 10 times too much caffeine. Yeah. It was so blurry. It was completely illegible. So, yeah, this guy wants me to call his brother and apologize.
For that's his bad form.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Well, bro, why don't you just give your brother, like, a new form? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing that I didn't understand at the time and do now is that the reservation was made 3 or 4 days in advance of him checking in. So when did you send the form? Because, I mean, it should have been pretty easy to replace the form.
Okay, so how long are these forms valid? 90 days?
Too long.
No, it's like 60 days now.
It's still too long.
No, because...
Oh, so if I do a form for myself, it's just good for whatever?
I think it is 60 days.
I swear it's 60 days.
No, it is 60 days.
I'm about to travel, and I was like, I gotta do it from here, here, and here.
Can confirm it is 60 days. So, but in 60 days, how many times have you, like, printed and taken a picture, like, of the... How does it become that illegible in 60 days?
It doesn't.
Like, that's crazy.
It doesn't. And he was upset because the front desk supervisor said to him, sir, I'm sorry, the form is very blurry. Do you have a legible copy?
Yep.
And the guy went off on her.
She didn't turn him away.
No. Didn't turn him away. Just simply asked if he had a better copy or access to a better copy. Dude loses it on her, starts swearing up and down, then storms out of the lobby. So after he was gone for a few minutes, she just canceled the reservation.
Totally.
Done. But this guy calling me, telling me that I need to call his brother and apologize. I'm like,
literally would have laughed and said, that's not happening.
No.
I would have played along with it. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, please give me his number. I do apologize.
Please. Do you have his email?
Yeah, it's like when you get a scam call, like somebody hit your car, sir, and you're going to have to pay. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Someone hit my Mercedes? Like,
love doing that when they call and they're like, oh, I'm so-and-so from the power company. We're going to turn your power off unless you put $500 on a one-time use credit card.
Give me I'll give you, if I give you 1,000, will you double my wattage?
Can you give me your personal address? Because I don't trust companies. I need this to make sure this goes to your personal address.
Like any of us drive Mercedes.
That's my point.
That's a joke. I know, but.
So do you guys want to hear about the other guests I made a report on and actually kicked out myself?
Yes. Bring it.
Yourself?
Kicked them out myself.
You had that cop hat on?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have the megaphone?
I unfortunately left the megaphone in my office.
Did you bring Tiny Taylor as backup?
Tiny Taylor was right to the left of me while I did my thing. Okay. Story time. This story starts with Mr.
Smith.
Smith.
Oh, we need to think of something better. Jones.
All right, Mr. Williams. Jones.
Williams.
Mr. Jones. Williams. Jones. William Jones. Okay, so this guy comes to the desk and he wants to check in. It's super early. The desk agent is like, yeah, we don't have anything right now. If you want to come back a little bit later, we usually have rooms around 2, check-ins at 4. He kind of like is super upset about it. But he's like, okay, fine. So he comes back around 2, like on the dot, and was like, okay, I want to check in. And we had a room ready, just a standard room. And he's like, well, I'm a member. So what can you get me? What kind of upgrade? And it's my anniversary. So what are you guys going to do for me for my anniversary?
What level of berry?
Congratulations.
Blackberry. Ugh. Just right above. So like barely, like Black not even a status. Berry. Like you maybe have stayed like 3 times.
He's barely out of the strawberry phase.
How many room nights?
Not even organic.
Like 8?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm a member. It's our wedding anniversary. What are you going to do for me? And she's like, you can purchase a romance package. Nice. Here's the information to purchase it.
I love that upgrade.
And then the agent says, then he begins telling me the details of his life. We have 6 kids.
We're not that romantic.
Yeah, apparently. I don't want to book that package. We're not romantic. We don't mutually benefit each other.
No.
I've already got 6 kids. I don't need a 7. Yeah,
we're done.
Let me continue that sentence. I'm just trying
not to get kicked out of the house.
The guy tells this sweet little front desk agent, he tells her, yeah, we have 6 kids and I'm going to put another one in her tonight.
Oh my God.
To which the desk agent's just kind of like, okay.
This is like Gwen's review about the guy that gave the negative review because he was giving it to his wife.
Yeah.
And that's caused funny. A noise complaint.
I heard that one.
Okay. And then he asked her again for something to be sent to the room, which she said you would have to purchase a romance package. He then asked for a late checkout, to which the agent said you can call in the morning and see what's available. And he just kept bothering her until finally she said he left. Then he came back at 3 p.m. and told her that he just spent $30,000 at the Blank Hotel booking my wedding. It's going to be in 2 weeks. And she then told him, didn't you say it was your wedding anniversary?
Bro, 6 kids in and you're now...
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then, married.
It's too late.
And then to which he says, yeah, it is my anniversary. And I asked, so is this an engagement anniversary? And he's like, yeah, that. And then he again mentions how he spent $30,000 to book that hotel. And would it be possible that we send them an anniversary gift?
My friend, this is my number 4.
Right?
Yeah, which wedding is this? You could be celebrating a wedding anniversary.
Dude, it was just odd. And then he went off. She says in her notes, he went off about how he had a 30-carat ring. And he gave her a 30-carat ring. She's like, he said he said it at least 4 times.
That's like, I don't know, like $300,000. No, but why would you advertise that?
No, he's not.
To begin with.
You're just like, asking it wrong.
Even if I did, like, I would not
asking be like,
yeah,
robbed.
We barely made it here.
Right. Like, I have a really random question. Is this the historic hotel that we have spoken about today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So then he comes back to the desk and tries with the other agent. But the other agent obviously told her everything that's going on, trying to get a late checkout, trying to get something sent up to the room, to which she repeated the same thing. You can call the day of for a late checkout in the morning. It depends if we have it available, and you can buy a romance package, especially if you can get a $30,000 ring or 30K ring.
Every sentence with, and you can buy a romance package.
Yes. Just any chance for an upgrade. Yeah.
She said he grabbed his keys and left, but then 5 minutes later came back frantic, saying the elevator had dropped on him and he had video proof.
Oh, now he's fishing.
At this point, he smelled strongly of alcohol and was sweating a lot. He showed me a video which just looked like an elevator with no movement going on because he didn't use his key to activate it. So basically, he went into the elevator and then it was just going up and down to people's floors because you didn't put your key there and hit your floor. So that was in the afternoon. So all that's just kind of like weird. right?
Odd. So,
just odd.
Inconsistency.
Just he just was quirky and weird and
the,
just seemed
the intoxicated. 5 minute drunk thing though is wild. Like he was fine and comes odd. Back 5 minutes later.
So she's like he came back like 5 minutes later. And who knows? Maybe her perception of time was off.
Okay, but, let's even bump it up 20. That's still weird.
That's the best time to sell him the romance package.
Would not buy it.
She tried.
So here's then, a bottle of wine
for the romance package. For the romance package, I'll throw in this bottle of wine.
You want extra towels? When you purchase the romance package.
So then, later that evening, the PM team has gone home. The night auditor's on. Around 2:30, the guy comes stumbling in, and he's arguing loudly.
Still drunk.
Not working.
Sorry. So he's arguing loudly. Security has to go over there and be like, hey, is everything okay? To which he says, yeah, we just got into a disagreement. They're like, okay, are you guys okay to go up to your room? They're like, yeah, we're fine. They get into the elevator. The night auditor's doing his thing. Security kind of like hears like weird noise coming from that area. So he walks over there and he can hear someone clearly like in the elevator, but he looks and it's not moving. So he hits the button. It opens and the guy and the girl like just like pour out and he's like, you guys good? They're like, oh my God, we were trapped in the elevator. It wouldn't go anywhere. And he's like, did you use your key? And he's like, my key? And he's like, yeah, you tap the key and you hit your floor. Oh yeah, yeah, we did that. But it still trapped us. We were trapped and was like losing it. And he's like, because of that, my wife and I got into a fight. He said that him and his wife were fighting in the elevator.
Wait, wife or fiance?
No, he switched to wife now.
Okay.
And so we're in the
30-year anniversary.
Yeah.
After six kids.
After six kids.
Yeah. And their wedding's next week.
Literally. So the night auditor comes over. It's the night auditor and security.
Congrats.
And they're like trying to.
Baby number seven.
And they try to like go help them back up. But the elevator won't go. So now it won't work.
What did they do to it?
They went to Narnia.
So obviously we don't know that yet. But so they go help them use a different elevator, get them up to their floor. Right. A short while later. The guy comes down. They see an ambulance come. The guy gets in the ambulance and leaves.
What?
And my team's like, what the just happened?
I am so lost.
He gets in the ambulance, like he hops in the ambulance.
Welcome to our life.
Like it's an Uber. He just hops in. Yeah, like
they don't come out.
Apparently, like, guys, no EMT. The wife comes down, who's also plastered, and said, yeah, he had to go to the hospital.
He didn't buy the romance package, and he got the cheap pills from the CVS across the street.
I guess. So he's gone.
No, he got the my friend pill. Not even the CVS. He went to the gas station.
He got it from my friend. My friend, you take this one time, my friend. Baby number 7, 8, and 14 will come out tonight.
quadruplets. Sextuplets. You have no idea what was actually wrong with this man. He just got in an ambulance?
No, it continues.
Oh!
So he goes away in an ambulance. Wife somehow disappears. So now she's gone. We don't know where the hell she is. And we're like, okay, it's probably done. He's probably gone, right?
She's benefiting herself upstairs.
Yeah. So then a short while later, a different woman comes up to the desk.
Different woman?
She bought the romance package.
No, she bought for herself. For herself.
Oh my God, guys.
She wanted the rose petals and the champagne for herself.
I'm so sorry.
Do you blame her? Do you blame her?
Anyways, so a different woman comes up to the desk and says, can I get a room key? My boyfriend's in there, 1002 Smith, you know, this guy. And we're like, yeah, your name's not on the reservation, so we can't give you a key. She like is ripping into them. He told me to come here. This is the room. We refuse to give her a key. So she's like, well, can I at least leave a note? And they're like, sure. To which she then, they give her a piece of paper. She writes like a whole forkin' love letter on this paper saying, you told me to come here. I came. They won't let me in. I miss you. This and the.
It was a mistress love letter.
Basically. And then she leaves it with the front desk. She like seals it in an envelope and everything. And they're just like, when he comes back, can you give it to him? We're like, sure. We're like, we're never going to see any of these people again. So then quiet. Ah, great. Morning comes. Chief goes and checks the elevator. They broke the forkin' elevator in two different places.
What?
By trying to forcibly open the doors.
Oh, they were trapped.
Because they didn't, they guess they thought they were trapped. So they tried to forcibly open the doors from what the repair techs said. Because we, by the way, the elevator was down all day.
That's not alcohol. That's PCP.
Like it's entirely
you think?
Well, he did go to the hospital. My guess is he was highly intoxicated, hallucinating, thought he was dying. And something
and he
like
just
that.
Hopped in and. Ambulance, like it was a ride share.
But he called his own ambulance.
You're here for me. Let's go.
Literally. So we got the estimate today. The damages were around $4,000 to the elevator. Right.
$4,000. Elevators are not cheap. Yeah. That even seems like the low end for me.
Speaking of elevators.
Okay, put a pin in that.
Yeah. There's more.
For next week.
No, we'll throw that. We'll throw the elevator story in.
Elevator's quick.
Yeah.
So we think so that's the end of it, right? No. The guy comes back, comes to the front desk, and is saying how he, again, needs a late checkout and won't stop bugging for a late checkout. We've told him no a million times.
So after the hospital visit.
Yeah. Okay. It said, I was up all night, so I need a late checkout. To which we said, no. And he won't take no for an answer. So they're like, Miss B, you got to come out and handle this. And I just got the news about the elevator. And I said, let's go. So I go up to the front desk. He's like, Mr. Smith? He's like, yeah. And I said, hi, my desk agents have spoken to you multiple times. They have refused your late checkouts. And now on top of refusing your late checkouts, I'm letting you know you need to leave right now. Not only were you not extending your reservation, because then you tried to extend, we're not giving you a late checkout, and you're not welcome back here at this property again. What? Why? And I said,
because you didn't buy the romance package.
Yes, you didn't buy the damn romance package. And not only did you give my staff a hard time last night, you broke my elevator, and then your mistress came, and then someone different else than your wife came and was giving the front desk a hard time.
Submitted a love letter.
And gave him it and would not leave because we wouldn't give her your room key. And I said she had your room number and last name. She left a letter. He's like, oh, that's my boss. And we're like, okay. And I give him the letter. He opens it. He then like pretends to like fake cry and tears up the letter throws it in the air in the lobby in front of me.
And please tell me you taped it back together.
Just post it on the wall.
I'm just like, in the office. I would have. I want to know what that says.
Yep.
But literally, it was 100%. The most like melodramatic, like fake, like terrible acting you've ever seen in your life.
Just tell the next guest, if you put this together, you get a free night of the romance package. That's
the criteria. With double the champagne.
Double the champagne.
So told him, no, you broke my elevator. And no, you can't stay. You're never allowed to stay here again. Get the out. And he was like, seriously? And I said, yeah. And he's like, you can't do this to me. This discrimination. And I said, okay.
Against
no,
what?
I ignored that. God. And I said, you have two options.
Ooh.
Ooh.
One.
Ooh. Option
you
A.
Leave right now and I never see you again. Option two, I call the police and you leave a different way. And he's like, really? Go ahead. I said, let's go. And I pick up the phone and I start to pretend to dial numbers, to which he then sprints out the front door.
So he ultimately took option A.
You did type option A. Someone actually followed it.
Graham, for a little bit of background, we've told this on the podcast numerous times. Bill's famous for it. No. I'm gonna give you two options. Option A.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Oh no, he's already familiar.
Okay. Yeah. Option A is,
I started giving options in my negotiations.
Way to go.
No, I'm being serious.
Way to go. Really. You always take option A. Yeah. That is always the smartest decision for you to make, is to take option A. There's always option B, and there's sometimes an hidden option C. There's more?
But there's more.
Jesus fucking Christ.
There can also be hidden option D.
She's selling shamwaps with her story right now.
That's my favorite option.
But there's more. Wait.
Pump the brakes. Let B finish.
So he leaves. But then we start to get calls from someone saying he's his friend, who sounds exactly like him. And it's like, yeah, my friend just got kicked out. You guys said that he broke his elevator. Can you prove it? Can you send me the video? And my agents were like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I'll take the call. And I said, hi, Mr. Jones, whatever we named him. And he goes, no, this is his friend. I said, okay, friend, I only speak with Mr. Jones. So why don't you have him give me a call? Calls again. Yeah, I'm his friend. How dare you hang up to me? I said, is this Mr. Jones? He's like, no. Click. Time three. Calls again. And I'm like, is this Mr. Jones? Yes. How come you keep hanging up my friend? I said, because I don't speak to your friends. And I said, if you have something to say, you can talk to me. And I said, you know why you got kicked out? If you have any questions, well, I'm not calling you for that. I'm calling because I had a bag there and it's missing. So you guys stole it. And I said, what? And he's like, yeah, you guys stole it. And I said, okay, you can go ahead and file a police report, but there's nothing else I can assist you with.
Yeah,
click.
If you want to give me your half of the claim check, we can open an insurance claim for you.
Right. However, if you purchase
a romance package.
None of this would have happened.
But we went up to the room. So keep in mind, he didn't have any stuff with him. Like, he just like stormed out the front desk. So I thought he'd be coming back. We went to go check the room. He had nothing in there. So then we're like, okay, we're checking out the reservation.
The two people didn't bring anything?
Apparently not. Wait,
what happened with the original woman?
No idea.
She just left.
She's gone.
She had the bag.
She had six kids to go home and take care of.
She had six kids.
Yeah, six kids to go take care of. So we checked the room. Nothing's in there. So we were going to go check out the reservation. Card declines.
Of course.
Because he went to the bar and he charged all these things. So declined for, we had 265 left that didn't go through. I was like, that mother. And then I'm like, whatever. My accounting knows because she was there during part of the drama. She's like, we'll just keep hitting the card. We'll wait for days when it gets paid. Mm-hmm. We'll take that money. I'm like, let's go. So I think it's done. It's afternoon. And then I get a case.
Of course you do.
Motherforker opened a case with the brand against me. And I was like, let's go.
Against you in specific or the hotel in general?
Oh, okay. Says we stole his things. We accused him of breaking the elevator.
Your wife/fiance has your things.
I wrote him an email reiterating everything we'd stated at the desk and put, as per our conversation at the desk, you are not welcome back to this property ever again because of XYZ, the way you treated the staff, outlining it all. Emailed it to him, saved it as a PDF, attached it to the case, then went on a rant in the case, everything that he did, all the damage he caused and all that. And the last part of this is then I opened a case against him in return. So, bork that guy. So that was yesterday.
So we're still waiting to hear back on the open case against him.
And the charges.
They never get back to you. They never tell you how it ends or what they do.
They just do their things.
Very quickly.
They probably just close it. I'm just kidding.
Probably.
Okay, I have a very tidbit of a funny story because I just...
Topless woman.
But yes. I witnessed some of it and heard snippets of the story. I did not actually...
Legitimately topless woman?
Yeah, yeah.
Please, Liz.
Yeah. Do you want to get into it?
Yes, let's go.
That's what she said.
So this is actually a story from Mother's Day. So I go into work. We have to go to the security gate to get keys, whatever. And it's 6:30 in the morning. And I'm kind of just wandering.
Your clock?
Yes, my clock. That is also very early for me. So part of our opening duties, we open the fitness center, and a part of that is we go to the front desk to get copies of newspapers. Mm. And it's Mother's Day. We're dead in the fitness center. I don't see a soul until 7:45 in the morning. And
which still sounds so early.
Seriously.
To go to the gym. Just stopping 7:45. It's midday. I'm barely, my alarm's going off at this point.
Right. To get to work at 9?
I live nine minutes away from work.
I live 9 minutes away and my alarm goes off at 6:15.
Ew. What is wrong with you? What are you doing?
So I like my morning cup of coffee, sitting on the couch.
I roll out of bed, put my hair in a bun, put on some clothes, and I leave.
I go on a walk with the dog.
She bakes bread in the morning for the village so the children don't go hungry before she gets to work.
I make my yogurt parfait.
Oh my God.
Yeah, by milking the cow, churning the butter. what do you mean?
I also check on my plants outside.
God.
Yeah, some mornings I like to drink my coffee outside on the patio. Okay? Oh my God. Judge me.
I run.
Anyway. So it's really early in the morning. It's probably 6:30 at this point, and I have the head of valet there at some point, and the night security guard. I just happened to be there. I was lucky in this convo, and they're talking about a guest. I'm just sitting and I wish I had popcorn in this moment. And they're like, "Hey, this guest in 120 is close to eviction, da da da." And I just shut the fork up. And I'm just like, "I'm not supposed to be in this convo, but I'm gonna sit here and listen."
Right.
So the valet manager is like, "Dude, are you close to evicting her?" And the night security guard is like, "Yeah, I wanted to evict her last night because of her antics overnight." In the back of my head, I'm just like, go on. Please tell me. What antics? So this girl is acting crazy throughout her stay. I guess she had already been there 3 weeks. She had already been causing ruckus on the security reports, blah, blah, blah. But this night in particular, it was a Saturday night. Security night guy goes, "Yeah, at 3:00 in the morning, she was on her balcony topless. And you're hanging over your balcony topless, dancing and doing all of these movements and hanging your breasticles over your balcony." So Miss B will know these specific rooms that overlook a valet and security. The security gate has a full front view of these rooms.
Looking like, okay.
So I just envision the security guard at like
don't evict her.
Like two, three a.m. in the
don't
morning.
Don't report this.
Like looking up from his like computer and like looking over cameras to just see tatas like looking at him in the eyes from 50 feet away. Let's say. And they keep talking like she's crazy. She will like not get sleep. She'll just go in the lobby at like random times throughout the morning, day, night, and just like dance in the lobby. Dance in the lobby. And the valet manager's like, all right, one more peep. Like, we got to get her evicted. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, one more thing? Like, Tata's over at the balcony, like, is not enough to get her evicted after so many nights of antics. So my department is kind of in another building. I have to, like, walk across the valet circle to get to HR, accounting, front off, basically everything. Cafeteria, which is, I think, where I was headed in this moment.
Just forgot where you were.
It was a long day. We have talked about this. It was a long day.
You got distracted by Tata's.
No, I did not see Tata's, unfortunately.
The dancing.
I'll get into it. So I think this was at like 10:30. I was headed to my lunch, which 10:30 in the morning, headed to my lunch.
I'm barely having my coffee. I know.
Graham, by this time I was like four coffees deep, including the one I sat at home and had at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I'm psychotic, okay? And I'm headed to lunch and I see this woman. And previously I had no idea what this guest looked like, but couple feet away, I was like, dude, this is the crazy lady. This
old blonde.
You just knew her?
This is the crazy lady.
You just knew it when you
saw
her.
I just
old,
knew
white,
it.
And blonde?
Mid-50s, brunette, but white,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, normally they're blonde.
She has a drink in her hand.
Of course. 10:30 in the morning.
She's in the valet circle.
So your cousin was drinking in the lobby? Yes, go ahead.
It was my sister. That's where I got the form from. But I'm walking across the valet circle, and she is in full heels, jeans, jacket, hair and makeup done. Mind you, I don't think this woman has slept more than like 2 hours. Mm. Dancing in the valet circle.
10:30, yeah.
To like instrumental classical music.
Just wow. Bach in the background.
Literally. So she is just like dancing by herself, drink in her hand. I'm like, I do not want to interact with this woman to save my
that's
life.
That's the one person I'd want to interact with at 10:30 in the morning.
I don't.
How's it going?
I really don't.
100%.
Yeah. No.
The music that she's hearing is not the
not
music
what's
you're
playing.
Hearing.
But I am like tired already at this point, and I try and walk like the long way around her, but valet circle is only so wide. There's only so far away you can get from this woman. And she does make eye contact with me. Ooh. And I am just like, hi, how are you? And I run away. And then in the lobby on the way to the employee cafeteria, I see a front desk manager, and I go up to him. I'm like, is that her? And he goes, yeah, like we're waiting for someone to like come here to like finally evict her after all of her antics. Mm. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to like keep walking to the cafeteria. So this woman, full tatas over the balcony, doesn't get evicted for like 8 hours later.
Free the nip.
This isn't just seeing like a nipple like through a shirt. This is truly
this is like the,
shirtless.
The vine of like barbecue all over. You know what I'm talking about? Security asked for a double shift the next day.
that night,
no,
security guys.
No,
like,
OT, bro. No problem.
I'll work overnight.
No
I don't
problem.
Care.
I'll volunteer.
So come to find out, she had been dancing on her balcony and dancing in valet, the lobby, the pool.
Is she on her own?
Restaurant. Alone.
Good for her.
Is she still there, and where are my keys?
Bill's just dancing to the same song that she's listening to.
Oh my god.
I don't know what you're listening to, but I'm in the groove.
If I ever saw Bill at my property doing that, I would just turn a blind eye.
Just, I don't know you.
I don't know you.
Just call security immediately.
No, I wouldn't. Have a great time. So that is my random story of a topless woman over a balcony.
Can you just imagine my friend going, I heard there was a lady here upstairs. Please, in the room next door, please.
Liz told me.
Liz said it. Liz said it on the pod. Don't you have listeners in Egypt?
Yes, I do.
So funny.
Go find them in Egypt.
I'm desperate. I told them I'm going to take cards.
We
got it.
We got to bring.
I need
to find
them.
You have to take business cards.
Yeah, for 100%.
Can we narrow down like the area?
Can we have a shout out to our listeners in Egypt?
Ooh, let's give a shout out.
In Arabic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it clean because I can't translate.
Just yelling. Just the FBI knocking on your door in 30 seconds.
I didn't know what he was saying.
كل اللي بيسمعونا في مصر دلوقت هشوفكم قريب وان شاء الله بيل وليز ومس بي يا يبسطوكم في الاستماع الجاي يلا yeah. باي باي
And make sure to rate, review, subscribe.
Bill's gonna like Google Translate this.
You can't. Like Google Voice Translate. You can't. You can't.
For those of us that are not bilingual, what is that?
I just said for everyone listening in Egypt, Bill, Liz, Miss B just wanted to say hello, and they're looking forward to you listening to the next time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I kept it pro.
I was curious. I wasn't criticizing.
So he asked them if they would like to enter into a mutually beneficial arrangement. He will be there in X amount of days.
And all they have to do is buy the romance package.
Yeah.
I should have said that in Arabic. Well, I اشتريت the romance package.
But is the country of Egypt, how many English speakers are there?
Everyone.
Everybody.
I mean, yeah, if you went to school, you'll like understand, like you right. speak English. Like I went to a British school in Egypt. I grew up there until I was like 12.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So I came over asking for like rubbish bins and rubbers.
Love that.
Rubbers.
Yeah, erasers.
And where's
my
the
first
lift?
My first day in school, I asked for a rubber in the middle of class. And I got in trouble.
And
yeah.
13-year-old classmates exactly. are like, bruh.
The whole class was laughing and the teacher was like, you can't say this here. Like, I know you're new. And I was like, I just made a mistake on my paper.
I just want to take away my mistake.
I'm sorry, rubbers don't work like that.
You're already here. Your parents should have used it.
That'll correct.
The mistake might, is this might, is not a mistake.
But
you can
a rubber
erase.
Might eliminate a potential mistake. Anywhoozy, does anyone else have any last minute things to add to this phenomenal episode?
Yeah, I should include at this point before we sign off that we had that little technical glitch, and so if there's a disconnect in a joke or a reference, forgive.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So, anyway, on that note, let's wrap it up here. So, ladies, Graham, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
We kind of got off the rails. I haven't laughed this hard in quite a while.
Kinda?
Just a little bit.
And make sure to follow us on socials. And if you have anything to add, make sure to go to our website, www.tftsi.com. Scroll all the way down to the contact us and fill out the little form if you have anything to add. You can always email us at the OG3@tftsi.com. That is OG3@tftsi.com.
اللي بيسمع في مصر خش على الويبسايت بتاعهم واعمل لهم follow and like and subscribe. شكرا.
What Graham said.
Retweet.
Just cursed all of you guys out.
And we will see you again in about 2 weeks.
Bye.